USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another COVID vaccine could soon come before the Food and Drug Administration for approval. Johnson & Johnson is close to submitting data, asking the FDA for an emergency use authorization. The one-shot vaccine is less effective at producing immunity from the virus than existing vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN that it is effective against severe illness from COVID, and that's what should be focused on.
I think you have to point out the fact that what the J&J has shown to be in the study that just came out is that it is quite effective in preventing severe disease, including hospitalizations and deaths. So it's a single dose vaccine. And if you want to not get seriously ill or die, that is a good vaccine and its value added.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Biden administration is urging healthcare providers to administer every dose of coronavirus vaccine they have and not to hold any back as second shots. Andy Slavitt, senior advisor to the White House COVID response team, says he understands why doses are being held back, but efforts should still focus on getting as many first shots into arms as possible.
We believe that some healthcare providers are regularly holding back doses that are intended as first doses and instead keeping them in reserve for second doses for patients. We want to be clear that we understand why healthcare providers have done that, but that it does not need to happen and should not happen. In some cases, providers are canceling appointments with patients they could take, preventing Americans from getting their first dose of the vaccine as quickly as it needs to happen. We completely understand that this has been a direct result of the lack of predictability many states and providers have had regarding how many doses that they would receive.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy believes the two sides will be able to agree on a compromise between the two amounts, but the Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that he hopes a final total for the package will be data-driven.
I'd rather say we're going to be driven by data. The CBO is estimating, I think, growth in 2021 is going to be 3.8%. There's a recent survey of a Wall Street Journal did of analysts, and it's 4.2%. That's pretty robust growth. If you look at information from the Fed, it shows that credit card delinquencies have gone down. Mortgage foreclosures have gone down. Savings rates have increased. So if anything, it shows, and that's across all quintiles, if anything, it shows that the American family, through this, has done surprisingly well, undoubtedly related to all the COVID packages we put out. If we're driven by data, we'll come to the right figure. That figure should not be foreordained.
And actor Dustin Diamond has died after a battle with lung cancer. Diamond is best known for his role on the 90s teen comedy Saved by the Bell as Screech and reprised the role in multiple spinoffs. He was also seen in a number of reality television series. Diamond was just 44. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.